on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM. Join the conversation with Cape Talk.
Now, as we stared the prospect of day zero in the face last year, desalination was touted as one strategy to augment water supply and help us keep the taps on. And the first desalination plant came online in May last year already. But now that that immediate sense of urgent threat has receded thanks to good winter rainfall, and it has to be said, some improved water saving by citizens, many of us seem to have lost track of what's actually going on in terms of bringing new plants online. And the city actually has a new draft water strategy policy out for public comment. So we thought it would be a good time to catch up and find out what's going on with the desalination plants and whether, in fact, desalination remains part of the long-term plan. Councillor Xanthia Limburg joins me on the line, our MACO member for Water and Waste Services in the City of Cape Town. Good morning to you, Xanthia. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Pippa, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, I know the answer is yes, desalination is still absolutely explicitly included in that draft policy as one of the streams of water, pardon the pun, looking to the future. But what is the current status of desalination plants in Cape Town?
So as you indicated, the city during 2018 implemented or commissioned three temporary desalination plants. Those are located at Monwabisi, Strandfontein, and then we have one at the V&A waterfront. The two at Monwabisi and Strandfontein were designed to generate a capacity of about 7 million litres of water per day. And those two plants are largely operating at full capacity. There have been certain instances when we've had to not operate the plants due to weather conditions, and things like that, but generally they've been operating according to the capacity design. In respect to the V&A waterfront, that plant was designed to produce 2 million litres of water per day. That plant was operating during 2018 for significant portions of the year. That plant now is not operating. The city is currently in a contractual dispute with the contractor, and it is going through a formal mediation process at the moment. And we hope that once that mediation process is concluded, that then will determine what the way forward is in respect to the V&A plant at the waterfront.
Okay, Xanthia, reading the draft policy, it's clear that desalination is part of the long-term plan, but I also noticed a reference to that desalination plants are not necessarily going to be used all the time because it is an expensive way of producing water. The big question is it worth investing in all this infrastructure to get the plants up and running if they're only going to be used some of the time?
Well, we believe that the investment is a good investment because of the unpredictability that we operate in. We can no longer solely depend on the weather modeling data that we've previously used. In 2017, we learned the hard lesson in that we got weather predictions that indicated that we would receive average to above average levels of rainfall. And then when 2017 rainfall came, it was actually the worst level of rainfall in our recorded history. And so we need to plan for that level of risk and vulnerability. And we believe that even though we do not use the desalination plants on a continuous basis, it is better that you have that infrastructure in the event that we do experience another poor level of rainfall. And water security is something that is such a severe risk, and we need to minimize our exposure to that risk.
Now, what's the role of desalination going forward? You've mentioned that those Monwabisi and Strandfontein and V&A plants were intended as temporary ones. Is there any plan for additional permanent plants going forward?
So the temporary plants, they are contractually only going to be operating for a period of 2 years. But as you'll see in the draft water strategy that's now out for public comment, desalination forms a significant part of our overall water future. And so we have planned far more larger scale desalination plants as set out in our strategy with a first plant that will be planned at a capacity of 50 megalitres of water per day. We're in the process of doing thorough testing, water quality testing for our site and location identification process. We want to ensure that we use this time sparingly, do the necessary research so that we can make the most informed decision around where we locate our plants. But it will definitely form a key component of our overall water plan going forward.
Xanthia, the policy, as I mentioned, is now open for public comment. It opened on Friday and the window is 1 month, so 15 March is the deadline. Where can people get a look at that policy if they'd like to read up more for themselves and submit their comments?
So the draft strategy is available on the city website. All you need to do is type in draft city water strategy and you'll be able to find that document there. There's also annexures included with the draft strategy document that looks at how we've done our modelling and scenario planning. We've stress tested our built program, looking at a range of different augmentation schemes. All of that detail is also included as part of the strategy. If you do not have access to the internet, then you can also get a copy of our water strategy at all of our sub-council offices. And that will be open and available for comment up until the 15th of March.
Councillor Xanthia Limburg, thanks for the update. MACO member for Water and Waste Services in the City of Cape Town.